Hola, hola, hola. Hello, 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 or as they say in Spain, hola, hola, hola. Buenos días y buenas tardes y buenas noches, gente hermosa del todo el mundo. Bienvenido a MJ's Mindful Mantras de Motivation del Mediodía. El podcast te hace decir, So, what I said in Spanish was, hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Beautiful people from all over the world, welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, As usual, beautiful people, I came to you from a different location in the world. Today, we're in beautiful Barcelona, Spain. Today, beautiful people, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, is about following your bliss, living your passion with passion. On today's episode 44 of MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, beautiful people, today while waiting in the airport for my flight from Athens, Greece to Barcelona, Spain, I met a man by the name of Victor Kotzin. Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, Kotzin, K-O-T-Z-E-N, newly nicknamed the happiest man I've ever met. I met Victor, or shall I say Mr. Kotzin, the happiest man I've ever met, while on my way to grab a bite to eat in the airport in BCN, Barcelona, Spain. Victor is a professional singer. You can check him out on YouTube. His name is Victor Kotzin, one more time, V-I-C-T-O-R-K-O-T-Z-E-N, and he goes by the name of Vicus, V-I-C-U-S. You can also check him out on that on YouTube. And customarily, when I see people of color in foreign countries, I usually smile to everybody, but I make it a point to go out of my way and say hello and pay my respect to melanated people, knowing in my heart of heart that this is a special moment in time, recognizing that often, as much as I have traveled all over the globe, over 24 countries and counting, it's very rare and a very rare occurrence to see oftentimes black people on foreign soil. So usually, customarily, we always say hello to each other when we see each other for the most part. But this time, unexpectedly, the random meeting of my brother from another mother was more special than I could ever imagine or anticipated. After smiling at Victor, he smiled back, gave me a fist bump, and walked over to me and said he had to pay me some respect for smiling. And he also complimented me, like we talked about on a previous episode, the power of compliments, and called my smile infectious, and asked where I was from, asked me what I was doing there at BCN and what I do for a living. And after he asked me all his wonderful questions, I reciprocated. I asked him the same type of questions, but also I inquired more about him. During the time, I learned that he was a professional singer, has been traveling since his teens, and, you know, married the woman of his dreams, who is also his soulmate and love of his life. He has two beautiful children, which are daughters, and he travels the world doing exactly what he loves to do every day. When asked what is the key to his success, he said, honestly, MJ, every day I wake up, I ask myself and give myself two choices. I ask myself a simple question. Am I going to be happy or unhappy? And without failure, I always choose happiness. And to take it a step further, every day, no matter what is going on in my life, I do exactly what it is that I love to do. I sing. I've been singing since I was a little boy, and it is honestly all I know how to do. And he said, furthermore, how is it possible to be mad when you were singing? Beautiful people, is it possible to be mad when you're singing? And I laughed. I thought it was so funny. He told me his wife is a dancer and she also sings, and they have done some duets together, and she supports him and the family and all that he does. He said he makes a great living and he only wants to retire when he dies, like the late great James Brown. And I found this fascinating. He said he's happy, he's content, and he lives life, a life of Zen, and practice Zenism in his everyday life. Beautiful people, in his waking time, he walks in a meditative, blissful state. Beautiful people, I encourage you to do what you love, live vibrantly, and have a wonderful, phenomenal day.